Okay, this is Sassmaster 77's attempt at a Gemma Simmons from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. type accent for Homer Socks script job security. This is, I'm going to stop all the time and correct myself because it's going to be terrible. I really can't do accents. Okay.
Sir, may I have a minute of your time? In your office, maybe? Thank you. First, I just wanted to say that I've been very happy since being recruited by Hydra. I love being a scientist and working on the cutting edge of world-dominating alien technology. It's such a privilege to be working here. And secondly, I really apologize for the setbacks my partner and I have been having on our research. I know we're a little behind schedule, and there may have been a few minor explosions. And thirdly, I know that Hydra doesn't take kindly to issues like that. And, well, I saw that there was a job opening posted for our team on the Intra-Hydra website. I'm thinking that may have been posted a little earlier than planned, but I guess it wasn't totally unexpected. It's pretty much standard Hydra protocol to terminate one employee on a failing team as punishment for them, an incentive for the remaining members. The thing is, that job description on the website, it could have been for either my partner's job or mine. It was almost intentionally vague, as if the decision on which of us to terminate hadn't been made yet. But today's Friday, and that's when these things tend to happen, so, well, I guess I thought maybe if you still hadn't made up your mind, perhaps I could plead my case a little. Don't get me wrong, I'm fond of my partner. We've worked well on this project, and he's a pretty nice guy in real life, too. Maybe a little too nice for Hydra, though. The setbacks on this project were all his fault, anyway. You'll find a PowerPoint in your email where I've tallied up all the evidence with bullet points and some nice animations. I know how much Hydra loves its PowerPoints. If that doesn't convince you, bear in mind that I'm the one in your office right now. Not my partner. He didn't find the job posting or make the PowerPoint. He didn't show the initiative to come up here and argue why he should be spared. And that's the kind of forward-thinking Hydra is trying to encourage, isn't it? No, please, here, hear me out for one more minute. There's something else about my partner you need to consider, too. Well, he's not a girl. He's not a significantly cuter-than-average girl. One barely old enough to have all the PhDs she has, and who looks even younger. He's just some middle-aged guy, and he only has one PhD, and he's out of shape. He's probably just going to be a drain on the Hydra health plan soon. It's not like he spends an hour in the company gym every day, or another hour in yoga classes, getting all flexible. And he's a very proud man. Even if he knew his life was on the line, he wouldn't come up here and beg for it. But I would. I'm here right now, aren't I? And I'm begging, sir. I'll even get down on my knees like this. And that's another problem with my partner, sir. He's only into girls like you are. He'd never be willing to unzip your pants like I'm doing and reach in and pull out that cock. Although you're probably glad of that fact, aren't you? Just like you're happy that I'm into men. Although I'm somewhat flexible on that too. I'm flexible on so many things, actually. I have so many areas of expertise professionally, and yoga has kept me physically limber. I first started yoga in college. That's where I also picked up my sexual flexibility going to an all-female university. But that didn't keep me from being extremely open to what I like to do in bed with men. Because I'll do anything. Let me give you a taste of what I mean. Or at least, let me get a taste of you.